You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You're now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the Fantasy Executive Corey Parson and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. LeBron wants out of Cleveland so he can head to Golden State.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
Don't do that. That's rumors. That's starting rumors right there.
Sorry.
That's not nice to do.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan once came out a song called Rumors.
Yeah, I'm not a Lindsay Lohan guy.
Firecrutch? That was her nickname.
Not a Lindsay Lohan. What's her nickname?
Oh, God.
Nope. Fire what?
I'm glad you didn't do it the first time.
I thought I heard it correct. I'm not going to repeat it,
Thank you. LeBron James going to Golden State.
Do it. Let's see if they can win 82. Let's see if they go 82-0.
That'd be cool.
I mean, that would be the whole reason to do it, right?
Right. See if they can go 82-0. That'd be wild. They would only need like all five to play it like once. They can't do that. They can't get max guys.
I think if he went to Golden State, the Lakers would sign LeVar Ball and just to take some people out. He'd be under the basket and throwing, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so last night in the NBA itself, we had a big game. Big game for CJ McCollum last night. CJ McCollum went absolutely wild last night in a 124-108 victory for Portland, and it wasn't that close, right? They won by like 16 points, and really it was like a 20-point game all game long.
But it's how he did it.
It's how he did it. What, 28 in the first quarter?
Yeah, no, but in the minutes, that's what he tied Klay Thompson, the only other player to score 50 points in 29 minutes or less.
50 points in less than 30 minutes of action. He did not play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, your stroke really got to be working if you can drop
18 of 25.
Yeah, especially if you can drop that that kind of point production, that kind of efficiency in only 29 minutes of action. Like you said, 18 to 25, 8 to 8 from the free throw line. He also hit 6 threes. He was getting busy last night. Shout out to CJ McCollum. That's a hell of a line right there.
He was unbelievable last night. Nobody else really do anything. Joseph Nurkic had 12 and 9. He got hurt and actually had to leave this game. But he's actually been struggling. But it's so tough to take anything because it's a blowout. None of these guys played in the fourth quarter, right? So you can really take nothing out of this. For Chicago last night,
they should let him play the fourth quarter, see if he could have got to like 100? 70.
100?
Well, I would have wanted to stay in.
He probably wouldn't have scored 50 in a quarter, Greg. He did. He was on fire, though. I don't know if he was that on fire.
23 points for Zach LaVine, 11 for Jerry and Grant. Off the bench, you had 15 from Denzel Valentine, and then 8 and 10 from Bobby Portis.
Valentine's Day coming up.
What are you doing Valentine's Day?
I don't have no plans, Greg.
He's got to survive Hamilton.
let's get to Monday, and then we'll figure out the rest. What are you doing for Valentine's Day, Greg?
I think I'm going to... It was dinner.
Okay.
Going to
nice.
No pasta.
You're not jet-setting to Perry with Judy for the weekend?
Take a break. We're going to come back. Throw to Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
The rest of around the NBA last night. Go to Boston. Wasn't a very good night for the Knickerbockers last night.
When is it a good night?
Y'all Knicks lost by 100.
Without Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, without Kyrie Irving.
Do you know how many points the Knicks scored in the fourth quarter?
17.
Do you know, Matt, without looking?
Knicks scored in the fourth quarter? Let's say 12 points.
12 points, 17 points. They scored a franchise low, 8 points.
This is disgusting.
8 points!
Jeff Hornacek is the coach of that team.
Dude, they scored 8 points in the fourth quarter.
That's horrible. That's like...
I'd like to remind you, CJ McCollum had 28 points in the first quarter. The Knicks had 8 in the fourth.
That's like JV.
Chris Venture could do that.
That's like JV level basketballing right there. They scored 8 points in the fourth quarter, and y'all expect me to root for that team. I refuse to.
As you should.
What if LeBron comes?
Embarrassing, man. Embarrassing. This is a team that was down like 5 at halftime. They got 5 points. All right. Stick it out with Celtics, who, again, did not have Kyrie Irving. Instead, they had Terry Rozier. You know what Terry Rozier did in his first career start? Triple-double. Triple-double. 17 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. 15 from Jason Tatum. 14 and 9 from Al Horford, the All-Star. Jaylen Brown had 14. 20 off the bench for Marcus Morris until he left this game with an injury. Fell on his hip, as you heard in our update at the top of the hour.
I'll be all right.
Same. Without their best player. They beat the Knicks by 30.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Wise man once said that.
Look, they got rid of Melo. I think that was something that needed to happen. Phil's gone.
Thank God.
Problem is, the guy that owns the team is still there.
That is a problem.
Jimmy. He doesn't care.
He's got his band.
Frank Robinson was born in Beaumont, Texas.
Fantastic.
right outside of Houston.
The Grizzlies fell to Indiana last night, 105-101. Pacers were led by 21 from Bojan Bogdanovic. 15 and 11 from Miles Turner, who returned in the starting lineup for the first time since returning from his injury, while Darren Collison chipped in 16. Oladipo had 13 off the bench. My man Domantas Sabonis only played 20 minutes, but he had 10 and 7, while Lance Stephenson had 13. For the Grizzlies, once again, led by...
Wayne Selden.
Wayne Selden.
The former G Leaguer.
He's trending.
24 and 4.
He must have heard me talk. He must have heard us discussing him earlier this week. He's like, you think I belong on a roster? I'll show you.
Marc Gasol had 23 and 9. Dylan Brooks, 12 and 5. While Andrew Harrison had 13, 6 and 5. You know, it's going to be tough, Matt. Andrew Harrison starting in the NBA, right? Like, starting for the Grizzly, made his team. You know, made the team. He's going to have a little career here now that he's starting. He's got some brother, Arnold Harrison. And he's, you know, not.
Well, I mean, look, it's some but somebody twins. Gets maybe, you know.
The twins, though, you feel bad.
I'm sure he feels bad, but it's better that, you know, one of them is.
So, Arnold Harrison's in the G League, and... He was traded. He was traded. I feel terrible for him.
Why?
From last year. Oh, he got traded in the G League.
You can make trades in the G League.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
And he was traded last year. I don't even know he's playing this year.
He'd be traded to like another farm system.
Yeah, that's kind of like...
I feel bad.
Great, he'd be all right. How much they make in the G League?
I don't know.
Probably don't make that much.
Yeah, I can't think they make a lot of money in the G League.
He's just tweeting about Kentucky basketball now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Shout out to the Wildcats. I saw Antoine Walker on something recently.
No, he's playing. He's playing for Reno, it looks like. The Reno Bighorns.
Okay. I saw Antoine, speaking of Kentucky basketball, I saw Antoine Walker on something recently. He was a house. Yeah. He was like 3-something.
He's been a house.
He looked like Shaq. He looked like Shaq. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of Shaq, his son recently had a birthday.
Okay.
So
people have birthdays.
Yeah, he's a big boy now.
That's it.
He got that's not Shaq's middle son. Shaq got another. Well, Shaq, I think Shaq probably
has a lot of sons.
I seen a picture with this little boy look like Shaq, and the boy was like 3. I'm like, Shaq's still making babies. That's crazy.
It's a long lineage.
Shaq's middle son, the one that's about to go to Arizona and play basketball, Sharif O'Neal. He's good friends with Bo Ball.
Sharif Abdur-Rahim.
No, different guy, different era. He's good friends with Manute Bol's son, right?
Yeah.
They live in the same area.
Right.
And they also are good friends with Mello and Jello.
What?
Mello and Jello, the ball boys.
Jello, oh.
LaMelo.
We call him Jellicle, LiAngelo Jello now?
Yeah.
It's a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. Mello and Jello.
Did you create it yourself?
No, I did not. I did not come up with this.
Mello and Jello.
That's the two boys.
What about Lonzo Jizzo?
Well, he's the pro.
He's the pro. Zo the pro.
Yeah, Zo the pro. And then you got Mello and Jello.
Why is it Jello and Mello since Jello is older?
I think because if Mello sound better first. Jello and Mello, Mello and Jello. I think you can mix it up however you want to, Greg, to be honest.
I do like the Mello and Jello.
Speaking of Mello and Jello, the Lakers fell to the Magic, who are horrific. They lost by 20 last night.
They lost by 20 to the Magic. That was crazy. I saw that.
You know who started in this?
Heads are going to roll.
So
Lonzo.
My man, no, he's hurt.
I know.
My man, Harzonia, went back to the bench and only had 14 points in 25 minutes because they had to start, wait for it, Mo Spates.
I love it.
Mo Buckets.
That's my guy. I love Mo Buckets.
21-4 last night.
Mo Buckets is instant offense. He is instant offense.
How many three-pointers do you think he chucked last night?
Huh?
How many three-pointers do you think Mo chucked? I have it.
He's
8.
6.
He's the new Vinny Johnson.
Mo Buckets took 6 threes. Yo, this funny thing is, like, you got this big center that just come on and just start firing and be hitting them too, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, and everybody cheers him on, like the whole rest of the team is like, Mo Buckets, yeah, Buckets. And he's like, he gets into it, he's like in form and he's throwing up his hands and stuff. I guarantee you go to his house, like his towels say MB on it, like Mo Buckets. My man, I used to play Mo Buckets in DFS because I knew when, like, the Warriors won that year they won 70-something games and they was blowing teams out in the fourth quarter, they would put Mo Buckets in, and Mo Buckets just start firing threes. Oh, man, I love Mo Buckets.
Jonathan Simmons at 14, Evan Fournier at 19, Elfrid Payton 15 in the win for Orlando. For the Lakers, Julius Randle had 20 and 9, 20 points off the bench for Jordan Clarkson, 12 for Kentavious Caldwell. Hope once again they get blown out by Orlando.
What happens with the Lakers if LeBron decides he doesn't want to be a Laker next year?
No, they're going to be in trouble. There'll be another top draft pick.
Paul George will still come.
Yeah, they'll get Paul George. But they got a lot of moving pieces. But I think they trust the process and stick with Luke Walton. Don't let, you know, the outsiders force Luke Walton out.
I agree with that. I do want to say, we're going to throw this out there. Do you remember what Corey's lock of the day was yesterday? It was a long day, but do you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was tough.
You said the Magic?
No. It was a Sixers by 7 over the Nets. No, there was no bueno.
Though Joe Embiid got it done, you know, the Nets versus the center, it was piss poor.
There you go. It was no bueno for the Sixers. They didn't win by 7. They lost by eight.
Yeah.
The Nets win 116-108. Led by Spencer Dinwiddie returning to the lineups. 27 points for Dinwiddie. Jared Allen, a nice game, 16-12. Once again, no Caris LeVert here in this one. No Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. The same team that got blown out by 30 with the Knicks. Rolled over the Sixers. 15-5 to Mari Carroll. My guy, Quincy Acey, had 6.
Quincy Acey's still getting it done.
And off the bench, in 17 minutes of action, D'Angelo Russell had 22 points.
I think Florio should have went back and, like, edited the tape and had the fantasy exec with the Magic.
Yeah. 20 points in J.J. Redick's turn in the lineup, 24-7 in Ben Simmons' game here. 36 minutes of action for the process, 29-14 Nets against the center, as Matt Modica astutely pointed out yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, look, I just want to see him play, and hopefully he can have a fruitful career. You know, it's obviously the health issues are real, but he's young.
I was having the Cavs win last night, man. The Cavs needed a win.
No, the Cavs desperately needed a win.
They got it.
They eked it out.
91-89 against Miami.
It's a big time win. Cleveland was in the spot.
Dwayne Wade didn't start, in case you're wondering.
No, Cleveland was in the spot where they needed a W severely, and they went out there and got one. LBJ with 24-11.
Tristan Thompson got the start. He didn't score.
This is horrible.
He didn't score in this
one. How do you play 23 minutes as a starter and you are positioned underneath the basket.
How many years are remaining on his contract?
17.
LeBron's son's gonna play with
him. He has 17 years remaining on his contract.
No offense really from the Heat last night. Certainly their detriment there.
This dude only had this. If you score 0 points, I'm sorry, Tristan Thompson. If you score zero and you 6'11", at least have 14 rebounds.
Six.
This dude had six rebounds.
Six rebounds. One assist.
0 for 5.
2 blocks.
And it's not like you shooting threes, son. You shooting under the basket.
Clint Capella style.
He's no Mo Bamba.
Yeah, he's no Clint Capella.
No Clint Capella. Couple games more to go. We'll try to get Corey's lock of the night and talk some more baseball too.
So what that's that Kardashian. That's that Kardashian rubbing off on Tristan Thompson.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This the Notorious B.I.G. 10 Crack Commandments. In case you want to go down that path. Show you how to a step-by-step booklet.
Charlotte defeated Atlanta last night, 123-110. The Hornets were led by 38 from Kemba Walker.
He's dropping numbers, Kemba.
He's dropping three. He's
doing his thing.
Sure was. 9 of 13 from behind the arc last night.
Shout out to
9
Kemba Walker.
Three-pointers.
Yeah, look at that. He's playing good ball.
20-12 from your boy DaWhite. Baker Macy had 11. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist 10. Nick Batum had 10. Dwight had a massive dunk in this one where the crowd went wild.
He's had a massive season for him.
Yeah. And we said really, they played every game. He's had a huge, big-time season.
He really has.
He had an old-school Dwight Howard dunk.
He did.
The best dunking big man ever was you know, Dwight? No, Shaq.
Blake's pretty good.
Shaq's authority with the dunks, you know what I'm saying? And he used to tear the rim down and all of that.
And the glass.
Yeah, and the glass.
Shaq never got enough credit for his athleticism. Yeah. That size and being able to do that. Yeah. He was just seen as being so big and, you know.
I think a lot of times we remember, like, Shaq as, you know, the latter years. You know what I mean?
I agree.
When Shaq was, when Orlando did that, was unstoppable. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. The early years in L.A. too.
Yeah, the early years
remember
in L.A.
Remember a little penny?
Yeah, exactly. They was getting it done, so. Black History Month.
Those were fantastic.
Shaq. We have to do Shaq one day.
Shaq and his lineage.
Yeah.
Little Penny commercials back in the day were awesome.
Yeah, those Little Penny.
There was a 30 for 30
Penny
on them,
Hardaway.
Too.
On who? Penny Hardaway?
Orlando Magic.
Yeah, exactly.
The Shaq years of the Orlando Magic. And that was a really good one,
Dennis
too.
Dennis Scott. I mean, that was some. They looked like they that was going
to
be.
Listen, they were saying, basically, he wanted to resign in Orlando. Orlando didn't show him the love immediately. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to LA, basically. Yeah. And Penny, like, what could have been type thing. And it could have been, you know, it should have been Shaq and Penny before Shaq and Kobe.
They had them on the ropes. They had
sure.
They had the Bulls on the ropes that conference finals. They had the Bulls on the ropes.
They made it to an NBA final, faced the Rockets, lost.
Yeah, they lost to the Rockets. You know, to Hakeem Olajuwon. Shaq was still young. Hawk was the dream shake and all of that. You know, only certain basketball teams win a championship. Like only like 10 have won the championship in the last 40 years. And Houston has been one of those teams a couple times. They got it done.
Houston's done it, obviously. The Lakers, the Celtics, the Warriors, the Cavs, the Heat. About it.
The
Mavericks won one.
The 76ers.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, well, that might have been.
When did the 76ers
win? Yeah, it's been a while since the 76ers won a championship.
Pistons.
Yeah, the Pistons are always in that mix. The Spurs.
Spurs, certainly, yeah, of course.
But that Magic team never reached its potential. So it's
No, of course not.
Dennis Scott was...
Probably it, Corey.
I was a big fan of him. He did have one of the worst tattoos ever. He had a tattoo of himself on his own.
Really?
Yeah, Dennis Scott's wild.
Because I only see Dennis Scott on like NBA Network. He's all buttoned up. I don't see the...
Yeah, you don't remember him from that.
No, I don't. Does anybody else want a championship that we forgot about?
We said, did we say the Celtics?
Yeah.
Pistons, the Celtics, the Rockets, the Spurs,
the Lakers, the Warriors, the Cavs, the Heat, the Mavericks. There's nine right there.
That's really the only basketball team that win the championship.
Are you going down?
Yeah. The Lakers ain't winning in a while. When was the last time the Lakers won a championship?
Kobe.
You said the Lakers, though.
Bulls,
right?
Obviously.
Yeah. And then, so what's that?
Yeah, but I mean,
that's 10 right there.
That's 10 teams.
But even the Bulls, now you're going like 20 years.
Yeah.
I want to see if we forgot anybody. Hold on. List of NBA champions. Here we go. I have a list of NBA champions. I'm going to see if I forgot anybody. I need 10. Corey said there's only like 10 NBA champions was what they started with.
And like the last 40 years. There's only like 10 NBA champions.
That was your quote here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, with that being said, I am in the last 40 years, you said, correct? Yeah. All right, so you have to go back to 1983 with the Sixers that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So the last time one of the 10 teams that we just named not won a championship was
Supersonics in there.
Supersonics before that was in 1983, which is how long ago? 35 years ago.
Yeah, 35 years ago.
10 teams in the last 35 years won an NBA championship.
That's crazy.
10 teams in the last 35
So then when people always talk about no parity in the NBA and the NBA being a league of super teams, it's always been that way.
Correct. That's a good stat we just figured out.
Yeah.
10 teams in 35 years.
I don't see how the sport remains so popular like that. Is it something that as fans we just expect the same teams to win the championship in the NBA?
I guess. This is wild stuff.
That's crazy. Like in NFL, you go back, you probably double that in the NFL.
In the last 35 years?
Yeah. Well, even in baseball. Well, the Yankees had a big run.
What do you want me to look at? Look at NFL champions.
NFL champions.
How many teams do you think?
Since 1980 what? Three?
Since 1983.
So the last
35 years we're doing.
I think it's probably been at least 17 NFL teams.
17, you're going to say.
17.
Last 35 years... I say 15.
You say 15. Patriots.
Boo.
Broncos. Seahawks. Ravens. Giants. Packers. Saints. Steelers. Colts. That's 9 right there.
Mm-hmm.
Bucks is 10. Rams is 11.
Rams?
Yeah.
Yeah. Greatest show on turf.
Rams is 11. Cowboys and Niners are 12 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
Redskins are 14.
Mm-hmm.
Bears are 15. Raiders are 16. And that's it.
16 teams.
We split the baby.
Yeah.
16 in 35 years, just 10 in the NBA.
Yep.
So half the league has won a championship in the last 35 years in the NFL. And he wanted to guess MLB, right? So, let's do that. What's
the Yankees.
How many in the last 35 years?
Is this the last 35 years count 1986?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes. How many do you think?
How many in the last 35
years?
MLB champions. 23.
Wow. You say 23?
Well, you got the Yankees and the Red Sox. But I'm trying to think.
23 in 35 years. Wow, okay.
I'm going to go the same as the NFL, 16.
16. Here we go. Astros, Cubs, Royals, Giants, Red Sox, Cardinals, Yankees, Phillies, that's 8. White Sox is 9. Marlins is 10. Angels is 11. Diamondbacks is 12. Braves are 13. Blue Jays are 14. Twins are 15. Reds are 16. Athletics are 17. Dodgers are 18. Twins are 19. Mets are 20.
The Mets.
Royals are 21. Tigers are 22. Baltimore Orioles are 23.
Nailed it?
Nailed it on the dot.
How about that?
Did I say Royals twice?
Did you say Cubs?
I said the Cubs. Are you sure I said Royals twice, Floria? I said the Royals twice. You're absolutely right. 22. Holy crap, Matt Modica.
That's pretty good right there.
That is freaking impressive. 22. That is really... I am so impressed.
So the most parity is in baseball.
MLB has the most parity.
Yeah, the Astros won it last year.
Yeah, they did. Very good. The baseball research is doing well.
Yeah. I know I'm starting.
That's really impressive.
No, thank you. But I mean, look, the Mets ain't going to make it this year. So I think the Cubs and Astros would be nice this year. I'm always going to root for the Dodgers, you know, living in L.A. for 4.5 years or so and Chavez Ravine and all that. I wouldn't mind Cleveland.
Matt's got
well.
A good team. All right, that's enough, Michael.
I wouldn't mind Cleveland in the mix because I kind of feel like that rain delay cheated them out of a championship.
I also said the Twins twice as well. 91 and 87 to the Twins, so it's 21.
So hold up. The Indians... Are the Indians? The Indians never won no chip, right?
Not since like the 1945, yeah. Right? 48.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
he played for a different team.
I understand that, Greg. It's being satire.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Indians haven't won since 1948.
So has any whole division won a chip?
Has any whole... So divisions
the
as,
Giants,
they are, as they are now?
The Giants, yeah. The Dodgers, the Diamondbacks.
Rockies have never.
Rockies,
the Padres
Rockies
have never.
Rockies have been there. Padres have been there as well. But
they've been there. They have not won it. You know. Probably not, Corey, if I had to guess.
Well, the Marlins, not. The Braves, the Mets.
The Phillies.
The Nationals never won nothing.
Nationals never won. They never won anything.
The curly.
All right, Michael.
Well, I guess the AL Central Hall has, right?
No, the Indians.
White Sox.
Indians have won in 1948.
Oh, okay.
White Sox, Indians.
Twins.
Royals, Twins, Tigers. Tigers won 1968. There you go. Yep. So there you go. That's a division that has won. But a lot of it's because it's
old.
The Tigers
won
new teams.
The Tigers won 19 what?
68.
That's the last time the Tigers won a chip.
They got there versus Cardinals and lost.
84. I skipped
Willie team. Hernandez, Kirk Gibson.
84.
I'm about to say, I remember them being on TV. Homeboy had the mustache.
1984. So there you go. So the AL Central.
Jack Morris.
That's also because they have their new teams, right? Like the East has the Nationals and the Marlins, and the Rockies are in the West, and the Rays are in the East. You know.
Well, that franchise probably would have won one in 94 if not for the strike.
Possibly so. But you never know what could happen, of course.
No, he was
downstairs. Okay. I'm glad he's here. He's going to do the frenzy with us. He's going to roll with us.
Very nice.
We're going to be talking about Super Bowl today.
There's Black History Month.
It is Black History. We can do Super Bowl and Black History. We can do two things at once.
I didn't know you're so accomplished.
I am multitasking.
Will we be doing Donovan McNabb this month?
No. No, no. We want to celebrate excellence.
I mentioned the Memphis Grizzlies before, by the way. Tyreke Evans didn't play in this one. He's going to be benched by the Grizzlies going forward because they want to trade him and don't want him to get hurt. So Tyreke Evans bench. What do you think when teams do that when they bench an asset like that?
I'm really not for it. I could see like a pitcher, like if he was going to make that start, but like in basketball, I mean you
putting
still
him on
the week. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it's crazy. Like you're putting him on ice so he don't get hurt. So he's like a guy in the bubble. Just tell him to stay home. Then at that point, you know what I mean. Stay home. You don't even don't even worry about practicing or nothing. Just stay home so we can.
If I owned the team, I would not want him on the. If I'm going to do that. Don't allow him to come to the...
That's how Wayne Sheldon becomes a thing, by the way.
Yeah,
Tyreke Evans also could be another option for Washington. We talked about Lou Williams. Tyreke Evans to Washington makes a lot of sense with that John Wall as well.
I can see that.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll do On This Day in History coming up next. Let's take a look at tonight in the NBA. Maybe some baseball, too. Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Back with you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know that Frank Robinson hit 586 career home runs?
I did.
Sorry. It was one day early. Today it's
he was an MVP
first.
In both leagues.
There you was first ever to do that.
Maybe you should do the profile in Black History on Frank Robinson. You know all the stats already.
He's a brilliant man.
Yes, I'm just learning now.
First black head coach in baseball.
Yeah,
manager.
There you go.
Manager in baseball.
Coach
or manager. Oh, right. After Jackie Robinson passed away. We talked about that on yesterday's show.
Yep, so stay tuned to the frenzy. Mike Blewett's here. Mike Blewett gonna roll with us today too.
Big show.
We're gonna do a little trivia today.
Oh.
I do like
you. Did you get that approved?
Huh?
Did you get that approved, that
trivia? We're not giving anything away. You may hear these questions again next year.
Tonight in the NBA, we have 5 games on the schedule. Only one currently on the board, though. A lot going on. The Raptors head to Washington to face the Wizards. Over-under in that one is 215. Vegas line has Toronto as a 3-point favorite over the Wizards in Washington.
Yeah, that's a tough call right there. The Wizards are the type of team that play to the level of their opponent. So they're going to be up for the game tonight, especially at home. Mm-hmm. Wizards might pull this one out, even without John Wall.
Okay, great. That's all you got for that?
I don't know. What else you want from
me? I don't know. Take Toronto.
Grizzlies are in Detroit tonight. We'll see. We expect no Tyreek Evans, but Blake Griffin should make his debut tonight for Detroit.
They're going to lose.
Detroit's going to lose, you think?
Yeah, because player making a debut.
Memphis on a back-to-back on the road. They don't really have much.
Ooh, that's right. Memphis is on the back-to-back on the road. You can't continue.
Blake 8-Mile Griffin.
Here's a good one for you. Spurs and Rockets tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be a goodie. Little Texas two-step right there. This is the TNT game.
What's the line?
This is the game. It's not on the board yet.
We don't know about Chris Paul yet. We don't know about Chris Paul or Eric Gordon yet.
So, yeah, if you get both teams at full strength, this would be real interesting.
We're not going to have it at full strength because there's definitely no Kawhi tonight.
Oh, yeah. So, yes,
I'm
you're right.
Houston.
Taking Houston.
I think Houston can get to come in here and get the W, too. This is a big test for Houston because San Antonio is, they played them well.
They're a very good team.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good team.
Still rocking San Antonio.
Absolutely.
Pop Kerr 2020.
The Bucks travel to Minnesota to face the Timberwolves.
Good young teams right here.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
It should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a fun one.
Anthony Towns, Giannis. Tickets start at $35. So everybody out there in Minneapolis for Super Bowl, if you want to go someplace where it's going to be warm at, you go to the Target Center.
Absolutely.
You want to be seen on TV?
Absolutely.
And it's only $35 to get in the building.
Probably could do that.
But the seats on the floor is going to be more.
I feel like they'll just give you tickets to that. They just want people to go to the game.
Probably so. They should have
$38.
They should have put this game on TV because then it's the city of the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. It's a
no,
fun
it's
game.
Actually a good game, too. I mean,
it's a really good game. Yeah. Really good game. The other TNT game tonight, Oklahoma City in Denver.
Yes. This Carmelo returns to Denver.
A storyline no one cares about.
Not anymore, no.
Tickets are from $12.
Great. Thank you, StubHub Parson.
I wish I would have been a franchise of mine. The StubHub found.
Sometimes
I was about to say something. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I have no idea.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Selling tickets.
tickets.
Yeah. I caught that right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just sit here and you're having a conversation. You just see Corey's mind wander off in the distance, and he just has these thoughts, and just like that.
Like, don't just keep pushing. Just keep pushing.
You gotta
Greg.
Follow the force. It's
just keep pushing.
I'm doing everything I can.
I just really want to just like start telling jokes.
No jokes.
I guess I better be quiet.
On this day in sports history.
This is always fun.
Thank you. The New York Giants.
Oh, no.
The baseball team.
Okay.
And the Chicago White Sox played an exhibition game in Egypt.
Look at that.
Really?
1914. They played a game in Egypt. In front of the pyramids. There's those grass where they could play in 1914.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was crazy.
I think that was crazy, too.
Right? That was a cool one. In 1968, Vince Lombardi resigned as the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Look at that.
Where'd he go, coach?
Navy.
Was that his last NFL,
NFL
job?
Team.
Colts? No, that's not right either.
Wait, coach, the NFL team after that, huh?
I don't know.
A team fantasy exec despises.
The Philadelphia Eagles?
Close.
The New York Giants?
Wow, I had
close.
No idea he did that.
The D.C. football
there
team?
There you go.
For one
I
year?
Never knew who he coached.
I never knew that. He stepped down as coach of the Packers following the 1967 season, staying on as the team's general manager for 68. He then handed off the coaching job to Phil Bengston, a longtime assistant. In 1969, he became the head coach and GM of the Washington football team. The Redskins finished 7-5-2, their first winning record in 14 years.
Look at that.
Wow.
See, Oh man, they should. They got to hire some new coaches now because they ain't never gonna be good again.
That's crazy. That's actually crazy. And then he passed away a year later.
Shout out to Vince Lombardi.
Yep. Winning.
He was he battled a major illness before he died.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's terrible. Wow. A cancer. Mm.
I hope his journey to heaven was peaceful.
I'll move on. 1984, David Stern became the commissioner of the NBA today.
Is that the best commissioner of our generation? Or would you say he's Paul Tagliabue? It damn sure ain't Roger Goodell. It's not Roger Goodell.
I mean, it's Adam Silver has done one hell of a job.
Adam Silver's still
young.
Fresh in the game, though. Agreed. But David Stern, globalization, TV.
I would say David Stern is.
Yeah.
Yes, because but see, look at the entire steroid thing.
Oh, no, that
like,
you can't really. The baseball major commission strike. Is tough to put.
You're not a Billy Kuhn guy, a Peter Uberoth guy?
No. No, I'm not.
Just throwing some names in the past.
So I think David Stern, yeah. How about this? I was in 1984, probably not coincidentally, as I fast forward to 2014, Adam Silver becomes NBA commissioner today.
No, look at that.
Probably not a coincidence.
No, probably not a coincidence.
30 years to the day.
Did Adam Stern. Silver fix the draft to 2014?
Not yet. He ain't fixed it. He didn't fix the draft for the Knicks.
Fix the draft like that. No, he's not fixed the draft like that.
You need to fix the draft for the Knicks.
In 1992, Barry Bonds signed baseball's highest single-year contract.
He signed 1 year.
$4.7 million.
That's all?
That was it. Time.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot more than that now. Bryce Harper about to get half a billy.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Half a billy.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine what you can do with $500 million? Anything. Just about anything.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. In 1992, this one's for Matt. Dennis Potvin got his number retired by the Islanders.
One of the greatest chants at Madison Square Garden was Potvin.
Well, not was, is.
Yeah, well, there's another one, too. I'll keep it off the radio.
There you go. I appreciate that. I feel like both of you need to keep things off the radio today. In this day, in 2004, which is 14 years ago, today, we all saw Janet Jackson's breast.
Yeah, we saw a nip.
Snip it.
I think kids are watching a lot worse things on the internet.
Kids crazy nowadays.
Yeah. Do you remember? Was that a big moment for you?
Nah, it was at my man. I think he passed away. I don't want to say God bless the dead. He's still alive. My man Rossa. Rossa was a cat, old school cat from Pittsburgh. So he invited us over his crib to watch Super Bowl. Right. He was cool cat Rossa. You know, old school player from Detroit.
Right.
No, from Pittsburgh. Excuse me. He used to drink liquor, talk trash. You know what I'm saying? So. We went over, I like people that talk trash and, you know, stuff like that. So we went over his crib and we was watching it, whatever, and then one of the homies was like, I think Janet Jackson's nipple just came out. And I was like, what? And we, you know, and then we was like, oh, yeah, that was her nipple, whatever. So I didn't think it was a big deal when the NFL got all, you know, irate about it and
FCC.
Stuff like that. Yeah, the FCC. Because, it's the Super Bowl. Everybody watched that.
I debate myself, but little Janet was on many TV shows growing up.
She was indeed. Do you remember where you were? Was it a thing wherever you watched Super Bowl in 2004?
I don't remember where I was, but, I mean, look, it shouldn't have happened.
And it's not the end of the world.
I could see if I had, like, you know, a child of a young age.
Well, listen, I remember I was young. I was not young. I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
And I remember I was watching the game. And that was the first year, I believe, I think it was on pay-per-view, was like the Lingerie Bowl mm-hmm. was that year. And I remember I tried to convince the party I was at, like, we should buy the Lingerie Bowl. Like, what are we doing here? Like, why are we watching the stupid halftime show?
Young perverted suspect.
Yeah, like that thing was... he had seen a couple hairs down there.
I wasn't 12. I was 16 years old. And I remember seeing the breast pop up on the screen, and I was just like, this is better than the Lingerie Bowl.
See, I'm trying to remember. I don't think I saw it live.
I saw it.
Usually the halftime show I really don't care about. Timberlake, Janet Jackson wouldn't really...
Timberlake, because everybody knew the line, right? I'm going to have you naked by the end of the song. He just rips the thing off.
That was staged.
Yeah, I think it probably was staged also.
Well,
they didn't think they were going to get that kind of bill.
Yeah, they banned them from... Janet's going to be at this
Janet's
one, too.
Janet's got to pop up in this thing.
Yeah, Janet's going to be...
Or pop out.
Oh!
How about that? Final one goes out today.
How old is Janet Jackson
1987. Happy birthday to WWE's newest superstar, Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Oh, there you go.
Ronda Rousey, 1887. She's 31 years old today.
Her, she's like a perfect fit.
Really her is. Rise was very fast, and then she got her face kicked off.
You know what's amazing? So Ronda Rousey's now, you know, making, let's say, millions in WWE. Misha Tate was on Shark Tank.
That's crazy.
She's taking well, a shark tank.
Yeah, you know.
She was in a pitch. I still, because I watched this last night. She, it was from this past Sunday. She was in a pitch with Justin Forsett.
It's interesting.
Justin Forsett's
a good dude. He's Black History Month.
He seemed like Justin a dude. Fournette. Him and two of his boys from Cal presented a product that, like, because no one has time to shower, evidently, after games. It's like this wiping cloth that you, it's a fake shower.
Nah, you know, you need to be better than that.
You make time to chat.
Yeah. I don't think they got a deal. Well, we're going to wrap things up with the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, and we'll do it next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Sports Radio Network. It's the Roto Experts. I'm Greg Sussman. Come next, Fantasy Frenzy. Corey Parson, Matt Modica, Jake Seeley. And hanging out today, it will also be our guy Mike Blewett. He's been here all week just hanging out. But you guys haven't heard from Mike Blewett. I've talked to him, but no one's heard from him. You have heard from the all-in kid, the host of All On Target, Jakey Seeley. What's up, Jakey?
What's going on, Greg?
Oh, not too much, man. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Fantastic. That's good to hear. What do you make of this LeBron nonsense that he wants to go play for the Warriors now?
Whatever. It's the NBA. I tried to get back into the NBA. This is why I can't. I will watch recreationally. I'll watch the playoffs, that's for sure. But when it comes to them, the way that they act on the court, all these whiny, with the referees, with each other, with throwing things at the referees and mouthpieces and balls, this, and then this on top of it is creating these super teams and all this type of stuff. It's fun in sports to have somebody to go against. Like, it's fun to root against the Patriots. It was fun to root against the Yankees empire. But that was built, and there was some money involved, obviously, with the Yankees. This wasn't superstars jumping to teams to chase more rings. And it's just, that's the frustrating part of it, is like the NBA is, it's just one piece can change everything, let alone why I this whole words, if that's true, I'm not even going to turn the NBA on next year.
Not even turn the NBA on last year. I was trying to figure out, Jake, what was the reason like LeBron's can't like leak this? Like, what does this accomplish? You know?
It's just keep yourself in the spotlight.
That's what Corey said. That's what Corey said too.
Just keep looking at me. Like, it's just like, LeBron was a weird dude. Like, let's be honest. LeBron is a weird guy in general. You watch his Instagrams, you watch his videos and stuff like that. He's kind of a weird dude to begin with. And I think he just, for all the fact of like, he'll complain about the negative attention, I think he just loves attention in general.
Yeah, that's really exactly what Corey said. I also opened up the show with that story and then the big story of the day, Jake, which is the return of Jenmar Gomez.
Yeah. What about him?
He's back! Jenmar!
Back into what?
Back on a team! He's back on an MLB team!
And for how long?
If he makes the team, he's back on the team.
This is a spring training invite. Good luck. Hopefully you're there opening day roster.
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right. Look, we tried to warn you last year.
Everybody tried to warn me. I didn't care. I didn't care. See that? Look at that lower under your face. Jenmar Gomez, White Sox. Yes! Corey's
you realize?
Be for Jenmar. I think I'm going to own him.
You should own him.
On my team.
He'll probably get some saves for the White Sox.
You never know. A save here, a save there.
That's all you need.
At the cost of a 5 ERA, it's cool.
It's amazing. So currently off camera, Matt is just staring at me without a smile on his face, just shaking his head. No, it's no.
Like for Jim Moore?
Don't do that. Nobody likes Jim Moore like we do, Corey.
They don't love Jim Moore. They don't.
This is going to be the only program anywhere in any sports media where it's a top story that Jim Moore Gomez.
Top story. I swear to you, the first line of my rundown was Jim Moore Gomez. White Sox. Yes,
I believe you. I'm just saying this is the only program anywhere that would have that.
What, for you? No!
No! No! No! No!
Well, whatever. What's coming up next on the Frenzy?
Coming up on the Frenzy, we got some trivia. We're going to get into a little bit of trivia. You know what I'm saying? Today is trivia day, and then we'll have our profile. It's Black History Month. We'll have our profile in Black History on Frank Robinson.
Frank Robinson?
Yes.
Did you do the research for that?
Some of it. You're going
to
wing it.
You have a human encyclopedia in Matt Modica to help you.
Yep, you got that. So he knows a lot of stuff about Frank Robinson. And then next week, we'll do Draymond Green.
Next week? What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow? We don't have to do it every day. We don't have to. I don't want to push it.
I think I'm calling out for Draymond Day.
I want to thank Jake Seeley for hanging out with me for a couple minutes. The only kid will be heard next with Corey, with Matt, and of course with Mike Blue. I want to thank Corey and Matt for doing the show with me. I want to thank Mike Florio and Chris Ventura downstairs. My name is Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for watching and listening to the Roto Extras. We'll be back with our Super Bowl preview episode tomorrow on the program. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and we will see you tomorrow.